Nicholas Cook is the president of Cook & Company Pipe Organs in downtown Dayton. I'm David Crean with Arts Focus. How long have you been in business here?
We've been in Dayton for about 3 years now. I previously worked for a company in the Cleveland area. Our shop is currently located in the former Holy Trinity School building, which has worked well for our needs. The hallway has a wonderful acoustic, so when we're listening to various things, we get a nice little reverb, which is sort of cool.
And plenty of storage space, because pipe organs are not generally small affairs.
No, not at all.
How did you end up in Dayton?
I went to the University of Dayton, where I got my bachelor's in mechanical engineering degree.
As an organist, I think people often think of the organ as an instrument played by and made by older folks. Mm-hmm. Are people surprised when they see you and see your age?
Some people are surprised. Others are thrilled that there's young people still entering the field. Certainly it's an interesting field to be in, and it's always a challenge because we're blending music, engineering, science, art, all under one discipline. So it's very rewarding.
How did you get into the organ and organ building initially?
The organ's been a lifelong interest for me, but from a young age, I always loved the things that move, taking apart various mechanical gadgets. I always had a love of classical music, and the organ combines all of that, which is pretty fascinating.
Do you play yourself?
I do. I started taking organ lessons in college at UD and continued playing since.
What are some misconceptions that people have about organ maintenance? Because as an organist, I've heard a lot of odd questions.
I always recommend establishing a good relationship with a local organ builder technician for maintenance of your instrument, because that way if something does happen or something needs to be addressed, you know who to trust and know who to go to resolve that quickly. Organs do have maintenance associated with them, and deferring maintenance can often land you in a position where you're faced to make tough decisions very quickly to keep it playing, versus if you have a proactive maintenance approach where you take small steps to keep the organ playing it and sounding its best. That's what I always recommend. So just like your car or air conditioner, there's always maintenance that you should and upkeep that you should do.
Are there builders, either current or historical, that have influenced you or that you particularly appreciate?
Throughout my entire study of the organ, its history and construction, I've listened and heard and studied builders across the ages. I love the work by Silbermann. I love the Romantic era builders from the 1920s and late 1800s. There's always something positive that you can find in everyone's work. And every builder has their own approach. Generally, my love of symphonic organs plays a part in how we currently design organs, because you have the colorful flutes in the foundation, the bold diapason choruses that help congregational singing. Those symphonic instruments are so flexible, you can play almost any repertoire with them.
In addition to maintenance, you also restore and build new instruments, right?
That's correct. Our current project that we're just finishing is for St. Joseph Catholic Church downtown Dayton. We're just completing that new instrument. We did incorporate some historic pipe work in that instrument, and it sounds beautiful in the space.
Is that your magnum opus thus far?
It is. At 40 ranks, most of it is pipe. We do have some digital voices in there to further enhance the instrument, but yeah, that's to date our largest instrument.
Anything else exciting coming down the pipe in the near future once that's complete?
Our next major project is completing the restoration work at Westminster Presbyterian Church in downtown Dayton.
What's one thing that you wish lay people knew about the pipe organ and owning a pipe organ or taking care of a pipe organ?
I would say, the organ is not some, old instrument that just sits in the back of the church that you can only play old music with. There's plenty of artists and composers finding new ways to include the pipe organ in modern repertoire. It certainly is a very flexible instrument. You can do a lot with it. Sitting down at a good organ and seeing what it can do, playing modern songs on it, is something I would highly recommend, as it's not just an instrument that you can play church music with.
Nicholas Cook is the president of Cook & Company Pipe Organs in downtown Dayton. To contact Nicholas and to find more information on their products, go to cookpipeorgans.com. That's K-O-C-H pipeorgans.com. I'm David Crean. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.